What did you see in Minnesota State's back end, especially late in the third when you guys were able to get more shots on goal and put one through?
I thought when we could expose their D down low, we could get chances offensively, and I think if we keep doing that and bring that to our game tomorrow, we'll have success, and it'll work out for us in the long run.
Well, what do you feel are the keys for you guys going forward?
I think we got to block a few more shots than what we did today. It seems like they create a lot of their offense from point shots and then traffic in front. So I think if we do that and then keep getting pucks to the net and keep getting traffic to the net and expose their D, like I said, I think we're going
to
be good.
Against a team like this, for you guys to score first?
I would say it's important, but I don't think it's life or death. I think it's nice. I think we start playing really well after we score, especially if we get the first one. But I mean, if we don't, I think we're a well composed team where we don't panic and we can come back from not scoring first. So it is important, but it's not life or death.
Well, thanks for your thoughts.
Thank you.
That's Kyle Shep. Downstairs in the post-game press conference addressing the media, as we'll go right back down as head coach Bob Daniels will hit the podium next, and he'll address the media. Let's go. Here's Marino.
Coach, could you just give us your thoughts on the play of the Bulldogs tonight?
Yeah, I thought Kyle did a pretty good job of summarizing it. I thought the first period was a very even period, and then second period they had more opportunities than we had. Or more shots and more territorial play, but they were on the power play three times, and I think, you know, killing that mount. And I thought our penalty kill was excellent tonight against really the number one power play in the country, and I thought we did a great job. But even within doing that, it tilted the ice down at our end of the rink. And so we got through the second, and then I thought a third period we had some pretty good hop, and I know it was a good question about scoring first. And I generally tend to agree with you. I think it would help a lot, especially against a team like Minnesota State. But the good news for us is that last weekend we fell behind twice, both those games, and came back for a win. So while it's not ideal to fall behind, I do think at least we've got the wherewithal that we can. It's not like, oh, woe is me type feeling on the bench. I mean, there's like, okay, but, you know, ideally it would be nice now to get the first goal of the game, and I think tomorrow would be important to do so, but not life or death.
Can you talk a little bit about your guys' play, like on the back end with your defensemen and CJ in the third compared to the first two?
Yeah, well, again, I thought we were fine in the first, and we were good in the third. I thought the second, and that was more or less, I thought, due to the amount of penalty killing we had to do, and I thought that kind of tilted the ice, and it took away. But I thought as a unit, the defense and the goaltending were very good. I thought that CJ had a strong performance. I thought he played the puck very well. And I thought their goaltender had a very strong game, too. I thought he made some big saves, and he also played the puck pretty well. So, you know, I thought overall pretty evenly matched game, although there was moments for each team where they carried the play. Us more towards the end, obviously, we're putting a push to tie it, and them probably more in the second.
Can you talk a little bit about Simone's progression? You know, he picked up an assist today. Can you talk about how he's converted to playing up front?
Well, it's been a real blessing for us to have him playing up front. And what I like about it is, you know, he's a career defenseman. We move him to the forward position, and he embraced it. He didn't say, well, I've never done this. I don't feel comfortable. He's kind of a student of the game. It didn't take a lot of coaching. I mean, it was pretty – he's pretty natural up there. And he's got some offensive flair to his game that we need up front right now. Scoring's not easy for us. And he's been in a lot, like the last – three games, his fingerprints are on a lot of our goals. And also given the shape of where we're at with our forwards, we got quite a few injured, that, you know, with both O'Rourke moving up from defense to forward and Simone, it's been a real blessing, like I said. And Simone does have some good offensive flair, and for some defensemen, it doesn't necessarily come easy. You know, sometimes they need to create from the back end, but with Simone, it transferred up to the forward position. And the other interesting point with Simone, not, and this is why he's a captain, but not once did he come to my office and say, why'd you move me to forward, or how come? He just saw it on the board one day, that at practice he was going to be a forward, or it might have been a morning skate because that night we needed a forward, and he's never once come in to ask, how long is this going to be? Am I a forward the rest of my career? And I'm glad he hasn't come in because I don't have that answer yet. So all I know is that right now he's really helping us as a forward. And then on the power play, we're able to move him back to defense, where I think he's very good. And if we need him on a penalty kill, we can use him as a defenseman also.
Just last question for me. What do you feel are you guys' keys going forward and playing tomorrow?
Well, I like the effort. I like the attitude tonight. I liked our approach to the game. I thought on a couple of our top lines, quote-unquote, you know, our more of our scoring lines, I thought that each line had maybe one guy off a titch. And I think tomorrow, if those guys can get their game, it wasn't a lack of effort or caring. It just their game was off a titch. And I think we need to be deep to beat Minnesota State, and we need all the lines going. And everyone was really working hard on it. Like I said, I liked their approach, but we had just a couple guys are just a little off, you know, kind of fought the puck. And we'll need them, you know, so that the entire team is going tomorrow, and we have some depth within our team. But we also, one of the other points for tonight was we played a lot of our young kids a ton. Our freshman line played quite a bit. I really didn't shelter them. And we have a lot of sophomore. I mean, they saw some really good hockey at a high level, and it'll only make us a better team as we move forward this year and in the years beyond.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your thoughts.
Yeah, thank you.
This concludes the post-game press conference. Back up to you, Dom.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels, as he addresses the media in the post-game press conference downstairs. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. We'll come back to wrap things up here on the Johnson Automotive post-game show. Dogs fall 2-1 to the nation's number one team, the Minnesota State Mavericks, here tonight in Big Rapids before a near-capacity crowd. The Johnson Automotive post-game show continues after this on Sunny 97.3 FM.